I sent you a couple of photographs, but let me just explain what we're talking about first, okay? Do you know who Carrie Katona is?
Nope.
Okay, well, let me give you some background. You could put up the picture of her in the bikini first, the pink bikini one I sent you.
Which one is that?
I sent you three. I sent you one in a separate email and then two more.
There's one that you sent me that said, don't look at.
Yeah, don't look at, but now you can look at it and put that one up.
Okay, so that's the one I can look at now.
Yeah, that's the one you can look at now and put
don't
up.
Don't read
so that
the
people,
story. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't want you to read the story about her because I didn't want to spoil it for you. I want to explain to you who she is and why we're talking about her today because she's making news. So I want people to see who she is. Okay, so if you're listening to us on a podcast, you're gonna have to Google Carrie Katona. If you're watching us on Twitch, we're showing you a picture right now of a 40-year-old woman who is in a pink bikini that is way too small on her, but I guess that's the point. Okay, so this is just a regular photo of her. Carrie Katona. So do you remember when the Spice Girls came out? Spice Girls were put together in 1994. Their big hit, Wannabe, came out in 1996. And that wasn't just like a UK hit. It was a worldwide phenomenon. Like the Spice Girls were a thing, and the entire world, I mean Australia, America, like everyone was just like Spice Girls, and that song was huge. So of course every music executive in the UK in the mid to late 90s were like, get me the next Spice Girls. So they came up with this band called Atomic Kitten. And Atomic Kitten launched in, I think they were closer to like 98. They launched in like 1998. So as if they were a little late. They were 2000 late, as we say. And they had, I think, three hits, none of which you've ever heard of.
Yeah,
because
never.
They didn't quite make it to America. They did okay. They were like the top of the pops, which is like their top 40 in the UK. So they did well for a little while. So Carrie Katona in the UK is a big name. It would be like us talking about Avril Lavigne or Debbie Gibson, you know, or somebody who was just like Tiffany, like somebody who was really, really famous in the 80s and 90s. And then now we're like, what happened to Debbie Gibson? So that's what Carrie Katona is. So show the other pictures now of Carrie Katona. So she has entered the world of porn and she's doing a whole array of stuff. So the reason I want to show you these pictures is because the interesting thing about her are not the pictures and not the fact that she used to be a very famous pop star in the UK and was nominated for all kinds of awards. What's interesting about her is her photographer.
All right. For some reason, I don't have that.
I sent you the email like a little closer to the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a little more recent.
These are okay to show too.
Yeah, because most of them are triple X rated.
Ooh.
I mean, they're things that we definitely cannot show.
Ooh.
Or talk about because they are just think about like the most pornographic, porny thing that you've ever seen. She did that. There's pictures of her in those positions with those things, wearing that stuff or not wearing that stuff or doing, you know, whatever. Like she goes there, you know, she really goes there. I found the two photographs that I can show you. This one is her in a bathtub.
What's with that look on her face? That's the look from a girl you don't want to have. That's the look of you've slept with my sister. That's what she's saying right there.
Right. So she her breasts are covered. They have bubbles all over them, like bubble bath. And she's wearing some kind of like weird G-string that doesn't seem to have a crotch. It's crotchless, but you don't see it because the tub is covering it. And then put up the next photo because this is the one I really want people who are watching us on Twitch to see. This photo, she's on one of those exercise machines where you like hold on with your arms and you do crunches, like you pull your knees up. Except she's wearing a teddy and she has her heels together. So as she pulls her feet, It's not very ladylike. I don't think she's getting a good workout out of this. I don't think this is really helping her abs so much.
Hello.
Okay. So these are the two most, how do I put this, like safe photographs I can show you. But the rest are very I'm going to say raunchy, but they're raunchy. They're just raunchy. The reason why she's making news today is because her photographer is her 13-year-old daughter.
No.
Yep. And these, like I said, these are the tamest photos. There are photos that are just, they're shocking if you know that she was once a pop star, because she really goes to that porn place.
You see everything.
You see everything. Like, you're basically giving her a pelvic exam. Like, her gynecologist hasn't seen as much as you are seeing. But the fact that the photographs are being taken by her 13-year-old daughter, I think, is very interesting.
Okay. A, the daughter's not a bad photographer. She understands light and everything else. So
true.
She's pretty talented.
Yeah, she's a good photographer.
She's not taking these on her iPhone. I mean, these are pretty good photos.
And you think she's taking them with like a 35 millimeter from back in the day? It's probably on her iPhone.
No, I'm thinking she has like a real camera.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe she does.
But yeah, that's kind of strange to have your daughter do that. It'd be stranger if you had your son do it. So
right. It's true.
Then you should be locked up. She might still need to be locked up to have her 13-year-old daughter doing that.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. So how do you, I mean, you're a dad. So how do you feel about that? Is that,
that's insane. I mean, there's no logic to that.
Well, it's kind of a bonding experience. It depends on the 13-year-old. Maybe she's mature for her age, you know, maybe she's saying to her daughter.
It's not a bonding porn is not a bonding experience. You should take that back right now. You're a psychologist.
No, I'm not against sex workers. Sex workers.
No, I understand that, but having your daughter take those photos, that's wrong.
Is it though?
I think very wrong.
Well, she's not lying to her daughter. She's not pretending. Because I remember, like, I've heard interviews with porn stars, and there's been tons of documentaries, and they talk about how, you know, they basically kept it from their families. Like, they didn't tell their kids what they did. I'm a waitress. You know, I'm going to go wait tables. I'm just going to be there very late. And,
there's some things you should keep from your kids. I understand that the families that take their kids to the nudist beach and they get them used to that. This is totally different. This is on another level. This is letting your daughter see things she shouldn't see ever.
She came out of there.
But she didn't turn around and look. She didn't come out and go, oh, look at that. She doesn't need to see it.
I can't wait to photograph that one day.
Yeah, you don't need to see it again. That's the thing. You saw it once. That's enough.
I don't know. I kind of, like, there's a side of me that I was like, it kind of sends a message of like a body positivity to her daughter.
No, that's totally wrong. Porn, hardcore porn. If she was taking Playboy video or types of shots.
Yeah.
I kind of understand that. But when you're going to hardcore porn, that's a whole different story.
I don't know. See, we don't know her relationship with her daughter. We don't know her daughter's personality. You know, maybe her daughter is one of these like cool chicks where she's like, yeah, go for it, girl. Like, I'll support you. Let me photograph. You know, maybe the daughter is just like, my crazy mom who used to be a pop star. You know, if you like, I think about Pink, you know, Pink has been a pop star for a really long time and she's got kids. So, and you know, and the husband has a crazy life too. You know what I mean? Like, they're just, their life together is really super cool and out there. Plus they have kids that have to say to their friends, yeah, my mom's Pink.
I think that's, it's your job awesome as a parent though, to shelter your kids from certain things. And I think that's one of them.
So do you think that 13's too young? I mean, what if the girl was 18? Would that be okay?
It's still your daughter. So it's a little bit better, but not really. It's still your kid. That's the bad thing. Some things have to be separate. I'm sorry. Taking nude photos of mom going, la, 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 that has to be separate from let's go have dinner now.
I guess, again, it depends who your mom is and it depends who you are. Like, I remember my mom and I used to go shopping together and she would change in front. She just like, as in the middle of talking, she would take off her top and take off her pants. I mean, she had underwear and a bra on, obviously, but she would just like get dressed. And what do you think of this outfit? And
how's
this
different? Totally
different. No, but I'm just saying, my point is, my mom, you know, I'm an only child, so it was just she and I. And she was super comfortable being like, you know, zip me up, or what do you think of this? Or should I try another bra? You know, it was just like this body positivity. We were just always very comfortable. There was never, although I have to say, I've been to the movies with her, and if somebody is having like really, really raunchy sex on the screen, I am very uncomfortable in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, she was the first person, like she took me to the movie. Do you know what I mean? Like for her, she's not uncomfortable. I'm the one who's uncomfortable.
Right. And I think that was that generation. They didn't really care. Because, yeah, right. I mean, my
she's a hippie.
Parents,
my mother was like a hippie. Yeah.
Right. My parents took me to horrible, horrible movies. So,
right.
You know, and I watch them now going, I can't believe I saw that when I was 6 years old at the movie theater. The hell are you doing? I would never do that to my kids.
Right. Right.
No. So, no, I don't agree with that at all. I think she should be locked up.
Do you think the only thing that would concern me is that I don't know if this is her only child. I wonder if the daughter doesn't want to say no to the mom and like agree to take these photos because it's like their big bonding experience. Mm-hmm. And maybe she does feel uncomfortable, but she doesn't want to say so. Like I did think about that.
Oh, like she's being forced to do it. Like,
not forced. Labor. Like you just, not like that. Like child labor. Just, you know, you want your mom's approval and your mom is asking you to do something. You just don't want to say no. Do you know what I mean? You don't want to say no to her because
you are spending time together.
Right.
you're doing a project together as a family. I don't know. Is that worse than having a mom that's never there or having a mom that's too there?
Right. I mean, there's one of them where her butt cheeks are. I'm not going to go into it, but I didn't realize butt cheeks can do that.
No, your boyfriends shouldn't see that, let alone your daughter. I mean, if your boyfriend can't see it, then don't force her to see it.
Right. Okay.